Alright, let's go.
We're
not going to do the Kudum Rani yet. We're going to get to that soon. First, we'll start with Perm Torah, and we'll close out. You don't need to. So, Maisa, tonight is the first night of Perm, Freich Perm, because it says in Megillah, Gemara Megillah, that they started reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, if you needed to. Right? The earliest that the Megillah could read is on Yud Aleph. So, Maisa, tonight's Yud Aleph, so that means tonight's already Ha'ar of Perm itself. So the simcha already increases, you know, everything that we've been doing until now increases. But now that it comes that it's Mamash Purim, what's the avod? I mean, that, like, you know what I mean? The Maisa, since the first week that I met all you guys, we've been talking about Purim. You need a pen? Pencil? The date is Yira Aleph Adar. So, Nkuda is that now that we're there, Mamash Ba'ad the Shahar Melech, we could taste Purim already. Right? We had Parsha Zachar. So now what? Now how do we get there? So, we'll try to give over avoda, we can make it properly. So it goes like this. Pasuk says in the Megillah, that's me, the safer inside the book, inside my bed. It says like this. It says in Megillah, in Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. It says, Vayhi Omein es Hadasa, right? That Mordechai raised Hadasa. It's just that I use the word Omein, a lot to say on that. Right, he omen is Hadassah, he Esther bas Dodo. Why? Ki ein la avaim, because she didn't have a mother and a father. That's what it says about Esther. Ki ein la avaim. So tzvi the heliga Rav Matel Shlita. This is what Rav Matel says. It says hachnasa malik dafka to Esther. The hachna of a malik to destroy a malik dafka comes through Esther. Listen to this. Why? Ki amalek ma'amin rak bi yesh mi yesh. They believe everything only comes from yesh. Right? Shu ma'isa yedei av'im gashmi. They think everything's in gashmi. I mean, there's no ruchnias to anything. That's a malek soloshita. Is that everything? Yeah, there exists stuff in the world, but there's no ruchnias. There's nothing, there's no pnimius. Right? Ma, they're the biggest misnag in the world is a malek, right? We know the concept of yesh me'ayin. Never know what that means? Right? There's a yesh. There's something from nothing. That's how Hashem creates things. V'ha'yisoma halo nivra me'aviyah yisomim shu b'riya shal yesh me'ayin. What does a yaso mean? Yaso means there's no father or mother. So it says what? Halo nivra me'aviyah yisomim shu b'riya. Who's the avi yisomim? We say about Hashem. Hashem is called the avi yisomim. V'dayan amanos shu b'riya shal yesh me'ayin. So what was Esther? Esther was a yisoma. Lachain, so what does it mean? So who was Esther's father? Kiviyachol. Who became Esther's father? Because she didn't have any parents, who's that? Hashem was her father. She came from an ayin, right? She doesn't have any physical parents. L'maisa, we know what she did, but she's called the Yisoma. Lachain, rak hi haisa b'cholasa lachnias amalek. So because it says, the pasuk says, what? Ki ein la ava'im. Which means that what? The nekud of Esther is ki ein la, because she's an ayin. She made herself into an ayin. And therefore what? She has the koach to be mizgabra upon amalek. Because again, a malik's whole shita is what? Is yesh. You have to be something. You have to be something. You have to be big. Right? But the whole shita of Esther is what? Is ayin. No, I'm a nothing. Makes yourself to nothing. And therefore, what happens from that? Boom, she becomes Esther Malka, who she's able to take that a malik. So the maisa, the nekuda is that with the koach of ayin, that's what we can take that a malik. So now these are, we've spoken about this a lot, the koach of yesh and ayin. But the maisa, this is, if a person wants to enter into any panemius, literally, Mamish 101 of Pnimis HaTorah is Yesh and Ayin. It's 101. That's the very basics, is that there's Yeshus and there's Ayin. If you read any Sefer Chassidus, you can't even touch Sefer Chassidus without knowing this concept. Right? So this is the Pesach into everything, is Ayin. So Dafka, because that Ayin, she could defeat her. Defeat Haman. So you look, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet. So like, a lot of these are Muslim, they come from Rav Matel's Chabur that we were at. So if you don't have them down, it's Kedai. But it's just good to hear this also. Puzzle said like this. When Achashverosh was doing his old beauty pageant, right? This is Otzar Midrashim. The Hanara Asher Titav Beinei HaMelech, the Nara who was good in the eyes of the Melech, Timloch Tachas Vashti, right? That would become queen instead of underneath Vashti. Vayitav Adav Beinei HaMelech Vayaskein. And this was very good in the eyes of the king. Vayaskein. And he did this. Yeah? So it goes like this. So the Medrash picks up, Medrash Panamachem picks up and says Beinei HaMelech. It says like this: V'hanara asher titav beinei melech beinei achashverosh ein ksivkan. It doesn't say in the eyes of Achashverosh, rather ele beinei hamelech. Who's the melech? Ze melech machin lachem kadosh baruch hu. V'chein nemar sham v'yitav adavar beinei hamelech v'yaskein. Who is it good in front of? It's good in the eyes of the borei olam. So when it says here beinei hamelech, it's clearly not talking about Achashverosh. It's clearly talking about who? Talking about the borei olam. So it goes like this. So we're going to say a lot of Muslim tonight. See how it's from it. It's Potash is here. So he likes Muslim. And the Boreolim likes Muslim too. So how do you get to be Be'enei HaMelech? The Tov Be'enei HaMelech, the eyes of the Boreolim. Which means that what? A Malik Tol Shita also is that you're not in the eyes of Hashem. Shita is the world called Mikra. What does Mikra mean? Everything's happenstance. Everything's just underneath Teva. Right? So their whole Shita is what? That there's no such thing as Hashgacha Pratis. It's that the Boreolim created the world and now he pressed the autopilot, he's not watching. So Be'enei HaMelech means that what? Is Dafka against the Malik Shita. So if you take what's going to be Be'enei HaMelech. So Be'enei is 142 and HaMelech is 95. What do you get?
237.
Very good. So Be'enei HaMelech. So now remember we spoke about the word Ayin before, yeah? So Ayin. So now you take Ayin V'Mila, yeah? So Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei is 111, yeah? Yud is Yud Vav Dal is 20. What do you get? 111 and 20.
131.
And Nun is Nun Vav Nun, which is 106. What do you get? 237. Exactly Be'enei HaMelech. How do you get to be Be'enei HaMelech? Dafku with that midah of ayin. Personal thing, what are you talking about? I have to be big. Boreolim has to see me. Right? But my Rebbe Raviel used to say a lot. He said, if you go to a farmer's field, yeah? When the farmer's cutting down the field, what stalks get cut down? Dafku, the ones that are high in the air. Those are the ones that get caught. But the ones that are low down, what? They don't get cut down. Also here, how do you get Be'enei HaMelech? Dafku with that midah of ayin. Do you mevata yourself to the Boreolim? Right, you vat yourself. Hashem, you have all the cover in this world. You vat yourself, and what? That's how you get Be'enei HaMelech. You think, no, I have to be the one who's loud and about and big and fancy. Dafka not. Those are the ones who are dafka not in the eyes of the Melech. Right? And we said before, now it goes like this. There's a concept of Miloi, right? Miloi means that what? Miloi could be with the first osios, but Miloi means that what? Just the extra words that come from it. So take just the Miloi Levad of Ayin. So what it means is you take away 61, take away ayin from 237. What do you get? So 237 minus 61.
166.
Yeah, 166?
61, you said?
Do it again. 176. So ayin b'milah itself, just the milah vad, 176 is gemach exactly, ki ein la avaim. But again, her whole thing is nekuda is what? That she was an ayin. She made herself an ayin, and that's dafka why she takes on a malik. Because whoever becomes an ayin, you have shaykh as the beating a malik. But if you make yourself into a yesh, then you have no shot of taking them. No shot at all. Like we said before also.
Wait, how much is it? 176?
176.
Deadly,
right?
Yeah, very good. Shkoyach. Mala all the nitzotos right there, right? Very good.
There it is.
So that's a perm Torah. That's a perm Torah. And I'm telling you, if it was perm right now, we'd mamish make him the Rosh Yeshiva. You know what I mean? He'd mamish the Rosh Yeshiva. It'd be a fourth that we never heard. It's not important, but it's all about being an ayin. Very good. Yeah? So the biggest inyan of a malik, we know Svarim say that what's gematria suffik? Suffik, good. Suffik 240 is gematria exactly a malik. They bring sfeikos. So we know we've said this 1,000 times here, right? When a malik first comes onto the scene, what do we have sfeikos in? Yesh and ayin. Say, hayesh Hashem b'kibenu mayin. Is Hashem with us or is he not with us? And if you look at Svarim say, does he have ashkacha pratis on us, which means yesh, or not no ashkacha pratis? What's the next pasuk? Vayavo Amalik. So dafka when there's sveikos, Amalik comes. But dafka when there's sveikos in yesh and ayin, it's not just on sveikos. It's sveikos in yesh and ayin, then Amalik comes onto the scene. When you're misupak about that, then they come. So how do you take them down? So we know, if we go to the milchama of Klai Yisrael versus Amalik.
To kill all of them.
How do we, exactly, but how do we win it? How do we win that first battle? How do we win? No? Very good. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were in the air. Vayhi yad v'emuna. So listen to this, yeah? Pasuk says this. Tamchu biyadav, mize echad. We have Chur and Aaron, where we're holding up his arms. Now the chavre says this. Your mamish is going to be blown away right now. Mamish is blown away. Kabbal salma chashmayim. We might even end up having our perm suit right after this. I'm so down, no? You guys down? Down. No? Straight in. Mamish emes. Pasuk says this. Emuna ad bo shamash. Right. So it says his hands were emuna, which means his hands were in prayer, like Rashi says. Ad bo shamash, until the shamash came. So this is these Ramazan niflaim from Rav Matal. Take gematria of vayhi yadav emuna. So first, what's gematria? Vayhi yadav. Vayhi yadav emuna. Ad bo shamash. So vayhi is 31, and yadav is 20. It's 30, sorry.
Yeah.
Svayhi Yadav. What do you get? 31 and 30?
So you're suggesting
Yeah, Vayhi Yad, that was Gmash 61, Gmash exactly Ayin.
Yeah.
Is that his hands were Ayin, right? In Mechamas Amalek, 61, which is Ayin.
Yeah.
Aleph Yud Nun, right? And now, Vayhi Yadav, so said Vayhi Yadav is how much? Is 61. Emuna is 102, so that's 163. Ad, which is plus, so 163 plus 74.
163, which is 237.
Which is Gematria Ayin Vemiloi. So Vayhi Yadav is Gematria Ayin, and Vayhi Yadav Emuna, Ad, is Gematria Ayin Vemiloi. Which means what? The whole Inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mechavin was what? You want to know how you take down Amalek? Daf, you think I have to go out to war, be a warrior, be the biggest? No, no, no. Ayin. I'm an Ayin. Boom, you take down Amalek. Right? You look in the world itself, right? When we said before by Az Yashir, parts of Az Yashir, yeah? It says, Hashem Ishmacham Hashem Shemo. Right? So, what does that mean, Hashem Ishmacham Hashem Shemo? Hashem's an Ishmacham. Rash says, so how does he fight his wars? Hashem Shemo, with his shame. He says, well, with the shameless of the Boreolim, that's how you're taking down Amalek. How do you take down your enemies? Say every day in davening, you have to think about this. Say in davening, don't run through it. They come with their chariots and everything. We call out the name of Hashem. That's how you get your wars done. Right? We don't realize this. Right? First of all, if you look in the world itself, not to get into politics at all, but right, how many people do you know get so upset about the army versus learning people? Right? People who are learning. Right? Lamaisa, it says, Kol Kol Yaakov Yidayin De'esav, that there's a Kol of Yaakov, that's our weapons versus Esav. Right? So Hashem Ishmelcham Hashem Shema is Gematria exactly Eretz Yisrael. You don't know how to mainly fight the wars of Eretz Yisrael? If the Torah is not stronger, which means us here, yeah, this is our avodah, because there are people your age who are in the army right now. So you want to feel shaykhas that you're in an army to realize that what? That you're not doing anything worse? You're fighting the Ikar War with your Liman HaTorah, with your Tefillah. That's what it is. Kol Kol Yaakov. Two kolos. Kol Torah, Kol Tefillah. That's what you're taking down Amalek.
Yeah, Hashem
Ishmael Chama. Hashem, because you have to have the Gashmius. Right? You have to have that, obviously. But you have to know. No, you have to have that, obviously. No one's questioning that. But when that becomes the Iker, when that becomes all there is, and you take everyone else out of Beis Medrash, there's something off there. That's not the Ashkaf of a Jew. Hashem Ishmael Chama, Hashem Shemo. Right? Gematria Eretz Yisrael. If you look, the Rebbe also said more. He says, in the Midbar, we had two, we had when we were traveling, there was something protecting us all day. What was it? Oh, exactly. So there were two Amudim. There was an Amud Eish and Amud Anan. Right? We had two Amudim. So, right? So what's Amud? What's Gematria Amud?
1 second.
Very good. 120. 120. So now we had two Amudim. So 120 and 120. Is that much?
240.
Is Gematria Amalek. So with the two Amuds, right? And suffix. So with the two Amuds that we had, that's what blocked us from Amalek. But now you have to add, what? Amud plus Amud is 240, is Amalek. But what do we have is Amud Eish and Amud Anan. So now add onto 240, Eish is 301. What do you get?
To Amud?
541. And now add Anan is 170. 541 and 170, how much do you get?
711.
So 711 is Gematria, so it works like this, right? We have the Menatzbach numbers, okay? We have Aleph through Tav, and then after Aleph Tav, we have the Sofits, right? The Sofits are Chaf, Mem, Nun, Pei, and Tzadik, yeah? So Chaf Sofit is Gematria, could be Gematria 20, could also be Gematria 500, okay? Mem Sofit, Gematria 40, or it could be 600. Nun Sofit, 700, Pei Sofit, 800, and Tzadik Sofit is 900, okay? So now we said Nun Sofit is Gematria 700. So what's Ayin with the Nun Sofit? How much? 711. So Amud Eish, Amud Anan was what protecting us. You know what that was? Gematria exactly Ayin. When you're an Ayin, that's what protects you. When you make yourself battle to the Borei Olam, that's Dafka what's protecting you. Dafka, Amud against Amalek. Dafka with that Amud. Right? If you look in the world around us today, yeah? It goes like this. First of all, it's very interesting. If you look at the Pasuk there, it says... where's the part? It says like this: Macha emcha zecher Malik, right? It says Vayomer ki yad al keska milchama. Milchama. What's the next word? Milchama la Hashem. Ba'amalik v'dor dor. So what does it mean la Hashem? Right. Is that how it? Read in English. For the hand in the throne of God, Hashem maintains a war against the Malik. So whose milchama is it? It's not our milchama. It's Hashem's milchama. Yeah? So in the world, right? If you're beating me in a game, how do I surrender to you?
Raise your hands.
Raise my hands up, I surrender. So what does it mean now? Yad v'emuna. What does Rashi say? Proshim b'tzloi. His hands were in surrender. But the difference is, v'nahapahu, in the outside world, when they have no chance left, what do? They surrender. That what? You win, I lose. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What was his kavanah? The Rebbe was saying, he surrendered the war to Hashem. He said, Borei Olam, this is your war. This isn't my war. This is your war. He raised his hands, and that's what does the pasuk say? Mechema la Hashem b'malek. Hashem fights the war for you. On condition that what? You make yourself in ayin. Again, there's no question. Obviously, you have to, in the, where we live today, there's no question. No one's going to say you can't have an army. Fine. But what's the kavanah of the army? Is it that it's our war? We fight this? Eilav arecha ve'eilav asusim? Are we part of that eila? Or v'anachnu b'shem Hashem naskir? Shem al-kin naskir? Or is that we call it the Borei Olam? So that's what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu is being mechavin. That what? He's being eyeing to the Borei Olam. You fight the war for me. And Hashem fights them. That's why if you look in Perek Gimel, okay, so far we said about Mordechai. That Mordechai, that Esther's Mida was what? Ki ein la'ava'im. Okay, that Esther was an ayin. Yeah? So now let's check out Mordechai. Pasuk Gimel, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gay. Vayar Haman. What happened when Haman made the whole decree and Mordechai wouldn't bow? Vayar Haman, ki ein Mordechai korea mishtachave lo, vayimale Haman chema. Haman got furious. You can read the Pasuk Yilis though. Vayar Haman saw, ki ein Mordechai. That Mordechai was also holding by ayin. And therefore what? By Malahin Haman Chema. Why? Because he realized that what? He's holding by ayin, just as Moshe Rabbeinu was holding by ayin. Therefore what? I can't touch him. And Haman knew that what? He had no shot to win. Right? Why? Because Daf commanded himself to an ayin. But why would you think, what's the sheikhs of Mordechai and Moshe? So he said this 1,000 times also. Is that Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi, is Gematria exactly 619, is Gematria exactly Moshe Mordechai. Because like the Medrash says, that Moshe was above and Mordechai was below. Because that's what takes him down. What's the common factor between Moshe and Mordechai? Ayin. It's main self in ayin. That what? That's who you take down Amalek. And that's what happened to Haman. He's furious. Why? Because he realized he can't touch him. You have no shot. You have no sheikhas to touch him. So our job in this defeating of Amalek, right? Parsha Zachar means that what? That we destroyed them. And now that's just, we didn't fully do it yet. We still have Purim. We have to keep going. Up until Pesach, it goes all the way there. Our job is ayin. So I'll tell you some Givadi Grimazim, just to talk about our two heroes we have, Mordechai and Esther. The pasuk says, again, we quoted before, that Yad al Keska, Ki al Keska, Nochem al Hashem b'malik midor dor. So it goes like this. First of all, what's Gematria Keska? Case is 80 and Kaz is 15. 95 is Gematria Haman, right? I think there's also Ki Yad al Keska. Ki Yad al Keska. I think it's Gematria Amalek, right? But now it goes like this. Let's add this up, okay? Case ka we said is Haman, 95, yeah. Milchama is how much? 123. So add 95 and 123. 123 is milchama. 218. La Hashem is 52. Oh, sorry, 56.
218 and 268, 274.
So, case come, Hashem, 274 is much exactly Mordechai. Okay? And now, like this. Ki yara case ka, Melchem Hashem ba Malik, much exactly 661, much exactly Esther. Right? That this whole Nakud of how do you take them down? Daf with Mordechai and Esther together. Which is what? The Midah of Ayin. With Ayin, that's how you take them down. That's our only Sheikhas to it. Yeah, so that's the Rebbe's Ramazan. But now let's learn a little bit of, even within the world of Halacha, you see this going on. Okay? So it's in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Taf Reish Pei Zayin, according to the Mishra Brewer, and also Aruch HaShulchan. So the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Megillah, who Lekora B'Tzibor, to read it in Tzibor. Mishim Pirsu Menisa, Mishim Berovav Hajash Melech, right? To read it with Dafka and with everyone together. Right, because the more that the tzibur is together and the bigger it is, the more pursu menisa. Now, chaver, listen to this. This is a crazy halacha. Lachain, therefore, mivatlin talmud Torah kedi lishmoa samagim l'tzibur. You mivatl talmud Torah to read the Megillah b'tzibur. Afil hayu mea anashim lomdim be'ez advice. Even if 100 people are learning in one house together, tzrichim levatl slimudam kedi lechas lekro Megillah b'tzibur. Have to mivatl their limud. Right? And it says, but a person, let's say you have a kvius of a minion together the whole year, you could daven there also. Im evatlin Talmud Torah sheshakul kineged kol hamitzvos. Again, Talmud, we say this every day. Talmud Torah kineged kulam. Mishum mikra megillah. Kavachom leshar mitzvah shebetorah. Shemikra megillah kodim lekulam. Mikra megillah comes for everything. Nachevra, we say every single day, so for kids, Talmud Torah kineged kulam. And now what? Mevatel Chas V'Shalom, no? How could you possibly say Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? It's a crazy halacha, no? We see another thing going on. So first of all, I'll tell you something awesome, yeah? Actually, well, before we get into that, yeah? You see also, what's the nekuda? A person always has to have das. Right? Always building up your das. What's the tachas of Purim? The highest point of the day, finally you do your Megillah. You do your Mataron Zavion. You do your Mishloach Moras. You have the Suda. What's the tachas of the Suda? Chayiv Inish Sabesuim Paraya Ad Delo Yada. What means that what? You mevata your das. What? Mevata my das? That's crazy, you know? Again, bito. So you see something interesting. You see that one of the nyanim of Purim, it's the shlemus and it completes what? It completes Matan Torah of Shavuos. Yeah. So what happened before we mekabel the Torah on Shavuos? What did Klai Yisrael do? Good. 3 days. What else?
They woke up late.
Oh, why? Because we were sleeping. Right? We Klai Yisrael fell asleep when we came late to Matan Torah. So the Borei Olam was like the chasen. That's why a chuppah first the husband walks down and then the kala. Right? It comes from Matan Torah. Right? Why? Because Hashem was waiting for us in Matan Torah. So that's why it's a crazy thing. A lot of what goes on at the Chasana, the Afka that you go down, and that some parents hold fire going down, right? It's all a representation of Matan Torah. But we were sleeping. So some Sfarim read that it was a terrible thing that we were sleeping. But I've heard before, Rubenstein definitely said this, I don't know who else says this, but why are we sleeping? It's interesting, no? Ah, why? Because when you're sleeping, you're Mevata your Das. Again, before Mekabel the Torah, which is Purim, Kabbalah's Torah, what happens? Even in Alpi Halacha, what does the Ramah say you do on Purim? It says you shouldn't get the Ad Lo Yada. So what do you do instead of Ad Lo Yada? You go to sleep, because you're Mevata your Das there. So you see, what's going on here? In Halacha, what? All of it's about what? Batal. So it's very interesting. Because if you look, the Chasim Sofer, we were criticized some people, but Api Panemius, another answer is that what? It was the only way we could mekabel the Torah is what? We have to mevatel ourselves first. Then we could mekabel the Torah. Yeah? So it goes like this. Now what's the meaning of being mevatel Talmud Torah, and mevatel your das, and being sleeping before? I mean, what's the tachas of it? Tachas of it goes like this. Is that a Panemius, the Chasim Sofer says something unbelievable, quoted the Shvili Pinchas Kotzis. It's mamish unbelievable. He said, what's the poem? How would you possibly say Mevatel Talmud Torah? No, it's mamish cryptic and it's crazy. So you know why? Because there's something higher. So Megillas Esther is even higher. Why? Because you're Mevatel, it's not that you're Mevatel Torah. It's your Mevatel Torah you're learning now. Why? To Mekabel a greater Torah that you're going to get after Mikra Megillah. Because why? Because the whole Indian Mikra Megillah is Megillas Esther. What? It brings out a person to even higher level. The bittel is that what? It's to bring you to higher Torah. So you don't realize it. You're being Mekabel higher Torah. A person might say, no. I'm happy with my Torah. I don't believe in this Batel Torah. And what happened? Rabbeinu, there's a higher Torah to be Mekabel. That's the whole tachas of it. Why would anyone be Mevatel their Das? You know why? Because when Mevatel your Das Ad Lo Yada, you wake up with what? A new Das. A Das that's even higher. You wake up a new mensch. You're a new person. No, we had Sveikos in it. Oh, we were Bittel Torah. Right, I mean, we were weak in Torah, that's what it says. Also, but it goes like this. Why were you sleeping? Klaus was sleeping also. Bottle, why? Because that makes you the Mekabalit. However, the whole union of Ayin is that what? By making yourself an Ayin, people are so uncomfortable. Look at me, I have to be something. I have to be a big lawyer in New York City, a big businessman, whatever it is. But you know what happens to those people? Get chopped down. Dafka, the people make themselves Bottle, that the Borei Olam controls. The Borei Olam calls the shots. That what? That's what makes you bigger. Right? The more you, for example, a slingshot, yeah? The more you pull it back, the further it goes. That's what it is also. The more you push yourself down, the more you make yourself an ayin, the bigger you become. That's the way it works. There's no other sheikhs to it. Right? But the whole inyan of Parsha Zachar, right, which is Mavata al-Malik. How do you Mavata al-Malik? Why Zachar? So let's go back to Zachar. Zayin Chavavresh.
That's 233.
Good. 233. So Zachar is Gematria 233. It's Gematria exactly Regel. Right? So what does the regel of a person represent? The regel represents the lowest part of your body. It represents what?
Gashmius,
good, but it also represents making myself nothing. The regel is the lowest part. It's just a small part. I make myself low like the regel. Yeah? And that's tanchas of Parsha Zachar. Is what? That how do I destroy them? Dafka, make myself into the regel. I make myself into nothing. Because what's Gematria, Malik? 240. You know what else is 240? If you just said, what in Gematria, what's Gematria, Reish?
200.
Sorry, well, yeah, 200, good. And what do you get? What's 40?
Mem.
Good. So what does it spell?
Ram.
What does Ram mean?
Lift up.
Because that's the whole sheet of Amalek, is what? Ram. You have to be big. You have to be very big. You have to be a Balgaiva, right? If there was any greater Balgaiva in the world than Haman or Russia, Right, he made everyone bow down to him. Is there any greater Baal Gaiva than Achashverosh, Harasha, right? Vashti, Zeresh. See, Baalei Gaiva. That's the whole sheet of a Malach. You have to be a Ram. Big, big, big. What's the whole Nekuda that we take a Malach? No. You make yourself a regular. And that's who you become big. Right? That's the biggest Nekuda of it all. He also brings down the Shvi'i Pinchas. Says a Yud Dal Adar, which is the first day of Purim. Says Yud Dal Adar can only fall out on 4 days. Okay, fall down on Yom Aleph, okay, Yom Gimel, Yom Hay like this year, and Yom Vav. Okay, so what were the 4 days? What Sunday? Aleph. It goes like this, yeah. Aleph, Gimel, Hay, and Vav. Mix of letters of Aleph, Gimel, Hay, and Vav. What do you get? Yeah, mix it up. What do you got?
Gaiva.
Says that's the tachlis of Purim. Why? Only falls out in the days of Gaiva. To mevata your Gaiva. And that's the Brinkal of Purim. But if you come in as a Baal Gaiva, you have no sheiches to come in. You have no sheiches to be there. That's all the nikud is. That when you make yourself more of an ayin, you know what happens? Borei Olam lifts you up. And that's how everything works. Like we said 1,000 times this year. Nasi. Right? You guys know this word by heart already. Yeah? Nasi. Which means someone who's in power. Nasi is the osios yeshin ayin. So like the Helega Degel Machne Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Menachem's uncle, says, what does Nasi mean? Nasi has letters Yesh and Ayin in it. Why? Because if a Nasi, a person in power, makes himself to Yesh, what does Hashem do? Makes you into an Ayin. He says, you're nothing. But if he makes himself into an Ayin, that what? Hashem's leading me, Hashem's going to guide me. What happens? Boom, makes you into a Yesh. Hashem makes you something. Right? In the world itself, it's talking about us over Shabbos, right? Is that if you look in the world, someone asked me this year, not in a bad way, but someone wanted to know what my plans were. Right? So we're talking, right? And this person's a givaldic guy. Don't get me wrong, he's a givaldic person, right? But this is a shita of the world out there. Right? Again, you have to be responsible for sure, but you also have to let Hashem guide you where to go a little bit. You have to be patient, you have to have muna. Right? So I said to my wife, I'm like, watch, I'm gonna give an answer as to what I'm gonna be doing next year, and I said the next question is gonna be, oh, and what are you doing the next year? Okay? So the person asked me, is like, what's your plans for next year? I was like, you know what, we're gonna be here next year. First thing on the phone was what? Oh, so then what are you going to do the year after that? I said, but that's the whole shita of the world we live in, Chevra. Is what are you doing now? What's your plan? What's your plan? Plan. What are you doing in 5 years from now? But sometimes, it's not a bad thing you have to plan a little bit. But what happens is sometimes that you take Hashem so out of it that Hashem has no sheiches to say what I want. That what I plan, I want to be this, and it's not working to me. And all the ways there are showing me don't do this, but this is what I have to do. I have to be responsible. I have to have my derech. But what we take Hashem out of our plans sometimes. Which means that what? I make myself the yesh. And Hashem says, you know what happens to all your plans? Vat all of them. They're not going to work out. Right? Again, you have to do something. You have to be responsible, for sure. But sometimes that responsibility takes Hashem out of the picture of the gamre. We have to know, when you make yourself into an ayin, you know 1,000% Hashem's going to guide you where to go. It's guaranteed Hashem's going to guide you where to go. So I said we were learning a little bit of Likutei Maharan. So where's my Likutei Maharan?
Over here.
Ah, hey. Where's mine? Where'd it go?
Back here.
Oh. Okay, so let's learn. We'll learn a little Torah from the Likutei Maharan. Yeah, Torah Vav, just the beginning. Okay, it's just the beginning, but this is probably the most loaded 8 lines of Torah you'll ever learn in your life. It goes like this. Yeah, Kitzarech. You see where it is? Torah Vav. There you go. Torah Vav Os Aleph. Yeah, here we go. Ready, Chevra? Kitzarech kol adam lema'it bechvod atzmo ulaharbos bechvod amakom. Right, every single person, the job of every single person, what? Is to be mema'it in their own kavod, right? And be marbe kavod shemaim, okay? Ki misha rodef achar kavod, person who's chasing after their own kavod, eino zocha lechvod elokim, they're not zocha, it's a godly kavod. El lechvod lekavod shemalachim, rather a kavod of kings. Shnemar bo, kivod malachim, chakor davar. Says in Mishlei, kivod malachim, right, the kavod of kings, chakor davar. Everyone is being choker in it, searching it out. Choker means to like to search it out, right, and to say, are they deserving of this? Vako chokrim achra v'sholim. And everyone's choker on it, right, saying, is this ra'i for them? Mi hu zev, ezehu. Who is this person? Shechokim lo kavod hazeh. Why does he have all this kavod? For example, look at the president of the United States of America, yeah? Anyone who wants to say anything they want can say it now. Right? Everyone says, the head of the state of this place, of Israel, right? I think they're trying to take him out of office, right? Right? Is that right? What's the word? Impeach him? Or whatever, right? That's happening. It's crazy. He's in charge of this place and anyone can say anything. Why? Because Kavod Malachim. For example, I don't think he's Shomer Shabbos, right? I don't think he's Shomer Halacha. That's not an ayin. So therefore, what anyone could say whatever they want. Why? Because you're going for kavod malachim. You're going for your own kavod. And you know what happens when you do that? She'omrim she'ino ro'a the kavod zeh. Say, you're not ro'a for this kavod. So therefore, what? I'm going to say my opinion. Aval misha boreach min hakavod, but a person who's running away from kavod, shememait bechor atzmo marbe bechvod amakom, that he's being memait in his own kavod and saying all the kavod belongs to the borei olam. Azai who zochel the kavod elki, you know what he's zochel to? Kavod elki, godly kavod. Va'az ein bnei adam choker makvod, therefore no one asks on his kavod. Why? Because there's nothing to ask on. It's kavod elki. Im hu roy im lav. That's what the pasuk says. Kavod Elokim haster davar. Right? Kavod Elokim haster davar. It's hidden. It means that what? That no one has any kashas in it. Why? Because they don't see that. Look. Oh, look. He has his kavod. Now I can question it. Kavod Elokim. When you go for kavod Elokim, which means that what? I'm mevatel my own kavod. I make it all about the borei olam. Then what? I'm zochel to kavod Elokim, which is godly kavod. Ki aser lach kor al kavod hazeh. Because no one's allowed to be choker in this kavod. Why? Because it's kavod Elokim. It's kavod the borei olam. The whole nekuda is, where does it come from? It comes from ayin. It comes from making yourself an ayin. Right? A person has to ask, what's the point of being an ayin? Right? It goes like this. So I learned in Torah Nun Beis, in the Kudim Aran, if I make myself an ayin, what happens to me? Yeshavot. If I'm a vata myself, then I'm nothing. So if I'm nothing, then what am I?
You become part of the reason why the world's existing, right?
What else?
Part of the machos.
When we say, Baruch Kivod Hashem in Koma, right? Hashem is called, one of the names of Hashem is Makom. Because Hashem is the Makom Moshe Olam. So it means, like the Zohar Kadosh says, Leis asar panamene. There's no place lacking in the Borei Olam. So if I make myself a nothing, that I have no metzias in this world, then what do I become? I become part of Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is the makom. So the kud is, the whole point of being an ayin is just for kirvas elokim. Just to come close to Hashem. Chav, you have to ask yourself, what am I looking forward to on Purim? I'm looking forward to gram in on Purim, right, to make fun of people, which could potentially be terrible Lashon Hara, Amaisa. Right? I'm looking forward to dressing up in costumes, to drinking, right? To smacking the guy I really want to smack, but I can't do it now because I look bad, but now I'm a little bit drunk. And says, if I injure someone else, maybe I'm not chai for it, so I'm doing that. I mean, am I looking forward to the spiel, to eat hamantashens, right? That I'm all really good food. Right? What am I looking forward to? If a person's ashkafa, isn't that what? Kirvas Elokim Litov. That's what I'm looking for. It's a day to what? To come close to the Borei Olam. It's a day of mamish kirvas Elokim like no other time. So Purim is Yom Kadosh. Right? The greatest day of the year is what? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Zohar Kadosh says, Yom Kippurim. It's only like Purim. I mean, it's the greatest opportunity for us to have our minds straight what we're doing. A lot of people get so mababa, oh, but Shabbos is coming, and then this, and that, and I start early, and da-da-da-da-da. That's not what the tachas of Shabbos and Purim is. It's to try to have a little bit of Yishev Das. Grab some time to daven on the day. To learn a little bit on the day, if you could. Why? It's a day of mamish kirvas elokim. Make sure your hashkafa is correct. That's why Kirvas Elokim Li Tov, like David Melch says, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov, Gematria 9:13, is Gematria exactly Bereishis. Because that's the Rishis Ha'avod of every Jew, is Kirvas Elokim. And there's no greater time than Purim. That's the day. We have to realize that Mamash, when you think about what we're being, what we're making for, you have no idea, Chevra. It's the greatest day of the year. And so many people have no idea, they think it's a joke of a day. Right? But the Nkud is that it's that day, Yom Kadosh, of Ayin, make yourself a bottle, destroying a Malik. You know what that means, destroying a Malik? And this is an opportunity, Chevra. It's the Mechin right now. Our mom's holding there 4 days till Purim. It's a wild concept to think about. But this week needs to be Marben Kavod Shmai, Marben Ayin, and he's Bordis, talk to Borilam, Borilam. I have no Sheikhs to be Mikal Purim. That's the Nkud. We have no Sheikhs to entering in. You have no Sheikhs to being close to Hashem. No Sheikhs to being anything like this. And that's Dafki, your ticket in. When you're mocking that Borei Olam, I have no shaykhs, I am a nothing. I don't do anything for you. My Torah, it's incomplete. My tefillah, it's incomplete. My shalom bayis, it's mamash incomplete. Right? My chevra, my ahavas chaverim, is incomplete. Borei Olam, I'm incomplete. Hashem says, you know what? Oh, perfect. Welcome in. Come says, Borei Olam, look how much I've learned this year, look how much I've done this year. Hashem says, I don't want you on my team. Why? Because you're not being mevatel to me. That's the nekuda chevra. These days, my mom is talking to the Borei Olam, let me into Purim, let me into the gates, the Shahar Melech. So, the whole nekuda, where do you see Mordechai, the whole entire Megillah? Where's Mordechai hanging out? At the Shahar Melech. Why? He's always at the Shahar Melech. Why? So, Rimsi said last year, the Shahar Melech represents, the Shahar Melech is what's tefillah. He's always davening there, just to try to get in, just to try to get in. And that represents every single Jew, just to try to get in. And that day, the Shahar Melech opens up, is what? That's Purim. That's why Mordechai comes out. What? He's wearing Big Day Malchus. He gets in there. And that's what Purim represents. You get into the Shahar Melech. But the only way you Shahar Melech is what? If you're Mavatu yourself to the Melech. Who's the Melech? It's not Chashverosh. It's It's not Haman. It's not Trump. It's not LeBron James. It's not whoever is good in hockey these days. It's not anyone who's good in football these days. It's no one. It's not the YU Max basketball team, right? D3. Like, come on. What are you guys wasting your time? Okay, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to make the... But that's not Kavod Elokim. You know what I mean? That's not the Shar Melech. Enter in with Pnimius HaTorah. Try to be misdamic yourself to the Borei Olam. Don't be Vatal Seder for Shtus. And I realize this is my chance to enter in Chavros. B'zochah and Makabal these days, B'kedusha B'tara, Arei Samalek B'gamri, B'zochah B'kedusha of Mordechai and Esther, B'siyat L'shmaya.